If I can convince the conscious mind that most of the structural diagnoses are not valid and that the only things worthy of one's attention are the repressed feelings, what has been accomplished? We will have made the TMS useless. It will no longer have the ability to attract the attention of the conscious mind. The defense is a failure. The cover is blown. The camouflage is removed. Which means the pain ceases. If that all sounds like something out of science fiction or Grimm's fairy tales, one can only say that it works, and has worked, in thousands of people over the last 27 years. Here's a striking story to illustrate the point. A woman from out of town went through the program and had a good result. Within a few weeks after the lectures, her pain was gone, and she resumed all her old activities, including tennis and running. One day, about 9 months after completing the program, she was out running and developed a pain in a new location, the outer aspect of one of her hips, another manifestation of TMS. She phoned me and told me that she saw her local doctor who said she had bursitis in the hip. He put her through x-rays, injections, and medication. While talking to me, she admitted that she was in a lot of pain and had been for 3 weeks, and that I was right to scold her for not calling me. In a later call, she informed me that after talking to me, she stood for several minutes reflecting, and she got mad, really angry at herself, and especially at her brain for having pulled that stunt. And she ended up having quite a talk with her brain. Within 2 minutes, the pain was totally gone and had not recurred. Amazed at how quickly her pain disappeared, she began to jog again, concentrating on the real problem. Unconscious anxiety about hurting herself during exercise. The point of this story is that the information was the crucial factor, and that it worked so quickly because she had already been through our program and had integrated, meaning she had accepted at a deeper level, the concepts of TMS. The pain would not have disappeared instantly if she had not already known about TMS. But because she did know about it, because she had been through the lecture program, the moment she realized that the hip pain was another manifestation of TMS, it disappeared. Why? Because it could no longer successfully hold her attention as a legitimate physical disorder and could no longer distract her from the world of her emotions. But then you might ask, why did she have a recurrence of pain at all? The occurrence of pain in TMS always signifies the presence of repressed anger, usually to the point of rage. Then you might ask, but your program is supposed to prevent this sort of thing from happening. What happened here? The fact that this lady developed pain in a new place tells us that her brain was still trying to use the TMS to hide her rage and prevent it from coming out. I discussed this with her. And we agreed that if it happened again, it might be wise to consider psychotherapy. The treatment program rests on two pillars. One, the acquisition of knowledge, of insight into the nature of the disorder. Two, the ability to act on that knowledge and thereby change the brain's behavior. So, one must learn all about TMS. What actually causes the pain and what part of the brain is responsible. Then one reviews the psychology of the disorder, the fact that we all tend to generate anger and anxiety in this culture, and that the more compulsive and perfectionistic of us generate a lot. What one must then do is develop the habit of, quote, thinking psychological instead of physical. In other words, I suggest to patients that when they find themselves being aware of the pain, they must consciously and forcefully shift their attention to something psychological, perhaps something they are worried about, a chronic family or financial problem, a recurrent source of irritation, anything in the psychological realm. That sends a message to the brain that they are no longer deceived by the pain. When that message reaches the depths of the mind, the unconscious, the pain ceases. That brings up an important point. Of course, everyone wants the pain to go away immediately. Patients often say, "All right, I understand very clearly what you're saying. Why doesn't the pain stop?" The last lines of a poem by Edna St. Vincent Millay illustrate the reason why the pain doesn't disappear quickly. "Pity me that the heart is slow to learn what the swift mind beholds at every turn." If we substitute the words unconscious mind for heart, the point will be clear. The conscious mind is swift. It can grasp and accept things quickly. The unconscious is slow, deliberate, not quick to accept new ideas and change, which is no doubt a very good thing. Were it not so, humans would be very unstable animals. However, at times like these, when we want things to change quickly, we are impatient with a lumbering unconscious. Well, how long does it take for the pain to go? Though I am reluctant to talk about numbers, experience has shown that the majority will have resolution of most of their symptoms in 2 to 6 weeks after the lectures. Patients are warned, however, that the time may be prolonged if they count the days or weeks or become discouraged if the pain isn't gone when they think it should be gone. Human beings are not machines, and there are many factors tending to vary the time of resolution. How strong are the repressed emotions? How much fear has the person built up over the years? How readily can he or she repudiate the structural diagnoses with which they came? Another useful strategy sounds silly at first, but it has great merit. Patients are encouraged to talk to their brains. So many patients reported having done this on their own with good results that I now routinely suggest it, despite lingering feelings of foolishness. What one is doing is consciously taking charge, instead of feeling the helpless, intimidated victim, which is so common in people with this syndrome. The person is asserting himself, telling the brain that he is not going to put up with this state of affairs, and it works. Patients report that they can actually abort an episode of pain by doing this. Perhaps the most important but most difficult